Good afternoon. This is the 12:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. With the details, I am Oliver Norville. Four people have been left homeless after their home was destroyed in a fire at Belfield, Blackrock, St. Michael, which is in an area near the Nightingale Children's Home. The fire occurred at 3:34 p.m. yesterday. The fire service responded with two tenders and 10 firefighters from the Port and Bridgetown fire stations. Station Officer Tremel Perched, brief Starcom Network News.
It was a wooden structure. We responded from the Port Fire Station and Bridgetown Fire Station with still water tenders. It was myself, Division Officer Perch, Station Officer Bourne, and eight other officers. Four persons, to our knowledge, were affected. It was also destroyed. It was actually beside Belfield Tennis Court, I know, by Nightingale's home.
The cause of the fire is being investigated. Government is moving to increase this country's energy storage capacity as it is close to launching its first procurement project for battery energy storage systems. Ricardo Roberts tells us more.
According to a statement, the move comes as the Ministry of Energy and Business hosts a procurement design workshop that will see key stakeholders in the energy sector making critical decisions regarding the procurement of battery energy storage systems. Minister of Energy and Business, Senator Lisa Cummins, stressed that the discussions, which began on Friday and will continue on Monday and Tuesday, will determine the process where the country can get the much-needed battery storage systems into the country. The statement reiterated Barbados's challenge of reaching its maximum capacity on the electric grid, and the Barbados Light and Power Company has been advising that it is unable to connect homeowners and residential PV systems to the grid without the addition of storage. Senator Cummins hailed Energy Partners, Global Energy Alliance for People and Planet, the Inter-American Bank, and the National Renewable Energy Laboratory, to name a few, for completing a grid characterization study. She added that what the Energy Partners will share over the coming days will significantly help Barbados complete the design for a cost-effective and price-competitive battery energy storage system for the country. Ricardo Roberts, Starcom Network News.
An insurance executive is again urging Barbadians to make better lifestyle choices as he believes insurance companies may no longer be able to cover costs to treat non-communicable diseases as the number of cases in Barbados continues to rise. Health Insurance Administrator at the Credit Union Co-op Med, Cammy Holder, tells Starcom Network News he's very concerned about the increase in the number of young people with NCDs, and fears the cost of premiums to cover medical expenses could soon be out of their reach.
I have spent the last 37 years in the health insurance business, managing a very large medical insurance program. And I'm very concerned about what I'm seeing in terms of rising healthcare costs, as well as the number of Barbadians who are testing for diabetes and hypertension under age 30. So this health crisis, I would say, is further compounded by our aging population and the poor eating habits of many Barbadians. And every Barbadian needs to play their part for health care. Inflation is a runaway train in Barbados. And if we do not be careful, health insurance is going to become an elitist item in Barbados.
He says insurance agencies are overburdened with the payout on premiums. The Barbados Meteorological Services is closely monitoring the progress of an area of disorganized convection about 800 miles to the east-southeast of Barbados, which will result in increased heat. BMS meteorologist Christoph Martin indicated no watches or warnings for Barbados.
On its current track, this feature is expected to pass to the north of Barbados around Wednesday this week. As a result, no direct impacts are currently expected. Environmental conditions remain unfavorable for significant development of the system in the coming days. Hence, no direct weather impacts are forecast for Barbados. Indirect impacts include a reduction of wind speeds from Tuesday, the 30th of July 2024, through until Thursday, the 1st of August 2024. This will result in warmer days with increased heat stress for Barbadians.
And that was BMS meteorologist Christoph Martin. And that was the 12:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I am Oliver Norville. Good afternoon.